and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 219.
Can I do my chant?
Feel free.
Let them wait. Let them wait. Let them wait. Let them wait.
Right, the idea was, right, we make it fair, because otherwise Jonathan's in at 2:30. And you all thought you were first. Just fabulous. But tonight it was Simon. I don't know how you did that, Simon, but congratulations. Hard luck, Jonathan. Oh no.
I was actually going to wait till 7:01 and not open the chat.
I said that wasn't fair. And then you had to open it before we started.
And then I was going to say the shopkeeper says the shop's in lockdown.
Yeah, don't go there. Oh dear. Hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Tracy. Oh dear. Hello, Kim. Oh no, 3 browsers to get into the chat. That could possibly have been overload the second it went live.
We've only just opened the chat, Kim, literally.
Yes.
10 seconds before we went live.
Yes, and it's caused ructions. What we'll do is, right, we'll have like a lottery thing that'll work out the time that we turn the chat on tomorrow. That'll work. It has been one heck of a day. CQ, Deb.
Actually, I'm training tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll leave it to me then. Anything could happen. Can I actually post before we go live? That way I'd be number one. Can't do that, can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, that's top secret. We've got to make it equal. Everybody has to have the same opportunity.
Except anyway. You and me.
Poor Jonathan, he's not bitter at all. And Tracy beat both of you. Oh, dear. Yeah, Mike, you definitely beat Mike. Definitely.
Johnny's complaining at 5:07 that he can't, in Slack, that he can't see the chat.
Do you know, when did this start? Never mind, Simon. I think you could have had something to do with it.
Probably.
Oh, dear me. Right, here's what's going on. Oh, we've had a heck of a day, haven't we?
Lockdown.
We knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time. So, yes, high noon. It was announced last night, late on. Mike had gone to bed. I contemplated getting him up, and then I thought, well, why bother? Because you know what'll happen. He exposed himself on a Zoom call. What on earth?
Who did?
Who is this person? Good grief. Chief Legal Analyst. Oh, don't refresh the page. I was in the middle of reading that. This is fabulous. In what he said was an accident. How do you expose yourself on a Zoom call by accident? Answers on a postcard. Stick it in the chat. Had suspended him following the incident and said it was investigating the matter. What's Vice?
Is that what Vice is?
A magazine? No, it says first reported by Vice on Monday.
New Yorker suspends Jeffrey Toobin for masturbating on Zoom call.
What?
That's what it says if you click that link that says Vice.
Well, I didn't, did I? No, I'm reading this one. Will be busy covering controversial Supreme Court confirmation, instead of which he ended up doing other things. Kim, this is worse than what's going on over here.
The New Yorker has suspended reporter Jeffrey Toobin for masturbating on a Zoom video chat between members of the New Yorker and WNYC radio last week. Toobin says he did not realise his video was on. Like Ron Atkinson when
he said... I'm just looking at the multi. It says, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. Oh, my God. How do you make that mistake? That's why webcams have big green lights on them.
I thought I'd muted the Zoom video. I'd better send that to the Catenian WhatsApp group in case any of them are thinking of it.
Oh, Kim, that's got to be story of the night. Oh, good grief. Oh,
along with our story of the night,
which
is kind of related.
Oh, yes, but hang on. Let me get this done in the right order. Predicted yesterday we would be in lockdown. We're not yet, but we will be. So it's all happened high noon. No agreement was reached. Boris then swung in and said, I'm having a press conference at 5. So Andy Burnham said, I'll see you and I'll have mine at 4, which he did. And the health secretary is having one at 7, following up the rear, as it were. And the upshot of it all is we're going into lockdown 1 minute past midnight on Friday. So we're in tier 3. We are in the do not open the front door category. So that's where we are. Oh, how fabulous. Oh, he's a big time TV personality. That's even worse. I mean, I just can't imagine. Kim, that is a fabulous, fabulous story. And all we've got is we're in lockdown. Oh, no. Mrs. Simon's not got the link. Have you got the link, Mrs. Simon? Scroll back up a bit. Scroll back up a bit. Kim posted it. That's fabulous. I am loving that. So that was the first calamity, wasn't it, Mike? The next one, remember me saying that I totally agreed with the track and trace thing and all of the rest of it, but it would have to be done in a way that was all organised. Yeah, not good. We've got one in there. That was my fear. So a couple and their two children, one had been exposed to somebody with COVID and they got 60 calls from test and trace.
Both people who spoke on the condition of anonymity in order to speak freely noted it was unclear how much each person saw, but both said they saw tubing jerking off.
That must have been one heck of a meeting, like
Democrats and Republicans went into their respective breakout rooms for about 10 minutes. We better not tell Tony about breakout rooms. The sources said when the groups returned from their breakout rooms, Tubin lowered the camera. The people on the call said they could see Tubin touching his penis. Tubin then left the call. Moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had been able to see, and the simulation, or is that stimulation, continued.
Oh, good grief.
And the URL is vice.com/en/article/ New Yorker suspends Jeffrey Tubin for Zoom dick incident.
Now, Kim sent a perfectly fine URL. You have to go and find that one, don't you? Oh, Kim, that has got to be one of the
stories
of it.
Johnny.
Work is calling. You're not there. You're not. You can't. Tell them you've got a Zoom incident. Oh, crying out loud. That must be what people do who are in charge of meetings, who send you into breakout rooms. I've always wondered. Yeah, I agree with Kim. Why would you be doing that during a Zoom call? I mean, really? Are we live on that thing, Mike?
We are live.
We are live.
Make sure you press play, Tracy.
That is just absolutely fabulous, that story. I am loving it. Oh, poor Jonathan. Photo, he looks distraught. Has anybody got it on video? I mean, a lot of Zoom calls record automatically, don't they?
True.
That could get even worse. Simon, you've been deliberately obtuse there about doing it 5 times. You'll never be able to take any of his reporting seriously again. Oh, crying out loud. Oh, poor Jonathan. Night-night, Jonathan. And we've got a story here that just juxtapositions with Kim's beautifully. Do you remember when they let us out of lockdown?
Night-night, Jonathan.
Yes, I'm definitely live.
Yes.
There's an echo. I'm definitely live. They let us out of lockdown and we all pondered what things may have increased in sales. And we didn't have any figures to back it up. But I did suggest there was one thing that might. That one. And I wasn't wrong. It did. So now we've got figures to back it all up. So I'll put the link in. Poor Paul. He's going to walk in the middle of this and think, what is going on? Oh, it's going to be a fabulous night. No, I don't want to see the video. What I'm saying is, even if, I mean, he's obviously an idiot if he can't see the green light on the webcam. Did he miss the red light on the screen that said this is being recorded? That's my question. Oh, good evening, Paul. Paul and Paul, scroll back up the chat to the link from Kim. That's what we're in the middle of pondering. So this guy's probably equivalent to who in the UK? Is he an anchor, a news anchor? That was said with an A, by the way. Or is he a legal reporter? Chief legal analyst. That sounds like, oh, what's his name? Used to be Joshua Rosenberg for the BBC. And he's now, I can never remember his name. He's been there years as well. The BBC legal affairs correspondent. Let's find out who he is. Legal affairs.
Trevor MacDonald.
No. Wrong colour. He's a small Jewish guy. Legal affairs correspondent. Clive Coleman. There you go. Clive Coleman, former barrister. Now the BBC legal correspondent. So he would be the equivalent, Kim. Hopefully he's never been caught on camera being naughty. You know they say treat every microphone as if it were live. Yeah, best do the same. With cameras as well. Oh, that is genius. Somehow Paul had already found it. Just to derail the conversation even more, Snaggit update, which also makes videos. Hey. Have you done the deed yet? The kind of thing Thomas Schaffernacker would do. do you reckon? He's a weatherman, isn't he? Isn't he the guy who does the weather late on? He just looks like everybody's granddad, this tube-in person. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Kim, story of the week. Probably story of lockdown. Is he really, really, really well known? I mean, who on the planet? Oh, no, 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 no. And then at the very bottom of the bit on vice.com, it says, this piece has been updated with more detail about the call. I'm loving it. He's very well known. Wow. Can you imagine his poor family? Oh, dear. Well, we'll put that one to one side. So, he's often caught being indiscreet between items. Is he? I did not know that, Simon. You know me. I do. If I have the TV on, which I have at the moment, I've got that Ashworth idiot, the Labour guy who got caught with his kids on camera. Not doing anything inappropriate, apart from the fact the kids were talking over his interview. But I would have the BBC on, and I've never actually seen him be caught doing anything inappropriate. There was today a guy who came on to talk about... good grief, what were they talking about with him? I think it was to do with what was going on in Manchester and stuff. And the news anchor had the next story. And just as he was going to the next story, something came in on Twitter. And he said, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but this has literally just come in on Twitter. And it was about the story. He said, we'd only have to have you back in. So if I can just show you this, can you tell us what you think? So he gave him an opinion on that. Then something else happened. And he, you know, completely unscripted, gave him an opinion on that. And then the last news item was the fact that Little Mix were hosting some awards or other. And he said, you don't want to give us an opinion on that as well, do you? Which was not his area. But no. You wanted to give others a chance of being first. Yeah, that went really well, didn't it, Mike? Really well. But that was the plan. That was the plan. A commentator. I mean, how on earth do you go back on air? I guess you're just going to have to brazen it out and hopefully that people will forget it. But the thing is, they probably won't. I bet Zoom's under a right hack attack at the moment of people trying to find the recording. Because the thing is, the recordings are made automatically unless you turn that off. And they're stored in the cloud. So it's not even that it would be local on his machine. Oh, no, let's leave it alone. Let's leave it alone. So, Paul, Snagit, have you got it installed? Have you found a new feature yet? Honestly, it's a bit poor in terms of new features. There's tweaks, so the templates are easier to use, and the Simplify's been improved, and the themes have been improved. And I'm like, and is that it? I had the devil's own job getting all the permissions set. That just took forever. They've still got TechSmith Snagit branding on the templates. So, not bad, but no T-shirt. I was seriously hoping that this time the step-by-step things would rival Clarify, because they've had a whole year for this. They know exactly. It would have been a year tomorrow, I think. And they had a webinar scheduled for tomorrow, so I figured it would be today or tomorrow. So I wasn't wrong. Bang on. But last year there was like three or four really new features. And this year it's just tweaking, which I think is pretty poor. Not yet, you've only just downloaded it. Don't hold your breath. Seriously, don't hold your breath. Good night, Mrs. Simon. I hope we've given you a good giggle. If it's to be found, Vice will probably do so. You mean they're on the tail right now? God, he must be absolutely mortified. But don't like to say it's your own fault, but, you know, treat every camera as if it were live.
Like every microphone.
Just like every microphone. What he's probably done, he's probably thought mute turns the camera off as well, which obviously it doesn't. What could you expect for $12? Well, a little bit more than we've got, because there's a gap in the market. And they're already charging a lot more than many other screen capture apps. The upgrade price, because you know how I always argue about this. They put a press release out. And all of these so-called journalist sites, like 9to5 Mac and whoever, they just print the thing as is. They don't actually look at the thing and say, ah, well, they're saying this, but... So... There isn't really much point in reading the reviews because they're not really reviews. But at the bottom, it says, I've been using Snagit 2021 for the past few weeks and it's a nice update over 2020. If you rely on the tool daily, you'll definitely want to upgrade. 2021 retails for $49.99. And if you own a previous version, you can upgrade for $34.99. Nowhere does it mention the maintenance. So it doesn't look like that was in the press release. To pick exactly the same things that were added last year and say we've tweaked them, they missed a huge opportunity to replace Clarify. And seen as though that's half built in, but just not quite there. In terms of, you don't add the steps in the way that you do with Clarify and then you can reorganise them and stuff. It's very much, it's going to create a picture for you when you've done. Whereas Clarify, it holds it open in an editable format and you can send it to WordPress or you can send it to a PDF or you can send it to Word. Now, that would have been amazing. And when last year they said there was this template feature, that's what I was hoping for. But no. So in essence, looking at the templates that they've actually got, if you wanted to make something that was a step-by-step guide, that looked nice, that was flexible enough for you to decide, well, this image needs more room, but this one doesn't, you're probably better off in Affinity Publisher and just mark up the images in Snagit. I don't think they've done enough with the template feature to warrant much else. And it's very understated the way they've released it as well. So if I go to File, New, it actually says... There's a new banner in the actual menu itself. So let me get rid of all this lot and then I can take a screenshot of it. Was in the middle of doing something else, but then I decided against it. Right, so let's go up there and go to File. Yeah, it's got a new flash on it. So I'm going to have to click twice to get that, aren't I? Marvellous. Or I could do with that one. But I actually want that. So it says create image from template, and there's a shortcut key and this new flash on it. As you go through the menu, there's another one that says new, and that is apply template. So you can then apply a template to it. So there's two new things. Nothing there. That's it. Just two new flashes on it. So one is to apply a template. So if I just randomly picked a graphic I'd got. Oh, it's crashed. Lovely. Lovely, lovely. Okay. Let's get it back. Right. So I'm randomly going to pick that and then pick this thing and see how it goes, which is image apply templates. Basically, the templates that you get are the ones that were there before. They've possibly added a couple, but to get the whole lot, you need to subscribe. And I think that's 50 a year, something like that. Let's just pick that one. Beach day phone portrait. I'm going for that one. And I've clicked apply. Yeah, it's added it. It's done it. The Snagit thing you can get rid of, where it says made with. So I've got rid of that. It's not bad, but it's not customizable enough, as far as I'm concerned. What else could we do with that? Not much, to be honest. Not much. And the drop shadow on it is horrific. Right, let's try it the other way, which is file create new from template. That just lets you choose the template first, basically. So I'll go for that basic timeline one. Drag to swap. Right, so I'll pick up one of these and swap that into it. Oh, it doesn't let me do that. That's not good. I have no idea how you get... It says drag and drop in. Drop image here. Drag to swap. Okay, do you drag it the other way? Things should not be this difficult. Does that work? Oh, it does. Right, okay. You can drag and drop in from the thumbnail track at the bottom. So let's just grab a couple of these and stick them in. It's not bad, but it doesn't give you multiple pages. Having said that, there is a plus button now. So what's that actually letting you do? You can put extra pages in, but they take the same format. I just think it's now crying out loud. Now I'm trying to undo and then the undo is not working. Are they kidding me? Hang on. Oh, it's slow. Oh, let's leave it alone. No, I was hoping for more. $12 or not. Who else has installed it? Paul was straight on it. I'd got the mail come in and I've got my iPad propped up and I had it open in the mail app. So I saw it come straight through and did the deed straight away. But it did take me a good 20 minutes to get everything set up. The permissions need to be set in four different places, which isn't helpful either. Another pro tip, if you've done it and it's not working, if you already have, so Safari and Google Chrome need extra permissions to be able to do scrolling captures. So if you have Chrome and or Safari open, you'll get this dialog box that's banging on about permissions. And the two permissions, that there's nine different permissions, and seven out of nine were okay. So I came on to the last two. You click it and it opens up the system preferences. And I did everything necessary in there and it still wasn't working. So I closed Snagit down and started again. That did at least give me the right dialog box. So I did the deed in there, sorted out Chrome first. Not a problem. Thing was, when I tried to do a capture, it wasn't doing a scrolling capture. So I went back into Snagit and I thought, I'll start again, but I'll do it with Safari. Because there's only Chrome and Safari, it will actually scroll capture. So I went in and did the Safari one and I had the same issue. So I thought to myself, I know what this issue is. So I closed Safari down and went back into Safari. It obviously opened up the window that was there, and a blank window. So I went somewhere in the blank window, took a capture, no problem. Went back to the window that was originally open, and you've got to close down all of the windows that were open when you gave it permission before it will capture any of those windows. So I had to put the whole lot into a saved folder and then go back to them later, basically. So if it doesn't work for you, that's what you need to do. You not only need to close Snagit, you need to close down all the windows you've got open in the browsers, close them down, open them up again, and then it works. Why is life so complicated, Mike?
I don't know.
Mind you, life could be a whole lot worse. You could have been caught on Zoom doing unmentionables.
This is true.
We have not heard that story, you know. I'm wondering why not. I mean, the BBC were straight there, weren't they? With the balloons of an adult nature.
True.
Yeah. So I don't know why that wasn't mentioned. I have no idea. Am I still live?
Yeah.
Because have you noticed the live banner's gone?
I'm trying to deal with that.
Do you know, it's like playing whack-a-mole.
I'm spending my life putting support calls in. I've also found somebody else with the same problem.
We are live. Hello!
We are very live.
We are very live.
Yeah.
So say hello back to us and then we'll know that you're there as well. Oh, so what a day. So I have a new version of Snagit to play with, which I was hoping for better. There is, however, a webinar tomorrow. So if you were hoping for better or you want to know exactly what's new, there is a webinar tomorrow. It might be full by now. I don't know. They've been advertising it for a long, long time. And I figured looking at the date of it, I knew why it was when it was. So I was expecting a new version. So that was why I pitched up and registered for it. So I'll take it through its paces and I will see how it is by Friday. Probably appear as a new one. I am live. Oh, thank you for that. I think they fixed the problem yesterday by bringing back the problem they had last week.
Yeah.
Poor Mike. I don't know how you cope, you know.
Me neither.
No, I'm not good with support tickets. Mike reminded me last night of the biggest bane in my life.
I'll be turning to chocolate and bottle of wine in a minute.
Which you might need anyway, because United are playing.
Yeah.
So you'd want to enjoy yourself. No, you reminded me of the worst company I ever had to deal with support tickets. B. That's B-E. B there.
Or be no.
Oh, yeah. Because what happened was, twice a year, you could set the clock by them virtually. B were our ISP. So obviously, if that goes down, we've got no internet. And I don't know if it was because I'm a girl, but oh my God, the stupid things they came back at you with. And because it took them 48 hours every time you sent in a ticket, I made sure that I put in it, this is what's happening. This is what I've done. It's not my side of the faceplate. And they'd come back, you know, and I would have put in it, I have disconnected, reconnected, logged out, logged in, rebooted, turned it off, turned it on again, unplugged it, waited 20 minutes, plugged it back in. And I had the whole list of things that I had done. And as time went on, every time this happened, they'd add more stupidity to it. So this list of things I'd done grew and grew with the stupid things they said back to me. So every time it went, I would send this thing in. I have to wait 48 hours and they come back and say, have you turned it off and on again? And I would go completely orbital, wouldn't I?
Yes.
So you go back and you say, yes, I have tried that, as I told you. And then you have to wait another 48 hours. So it took about a month every single time something went wrong with it. I was glad to see the back of them. The only reason we got rid in the end, we had a speed of about 10. And it's because, you know, we've talked about being on the border of Greater Manchester and Cheshire. We are the furthest houses away from the exchange. And we were on copper at the time. So it obviously took. The further away you were, the slower your rate was. And I was seeing speeds quoted from Virgin of 100. And we're on like 10 on a good day. And I said, I can't quite believe that this could be something that's 10 times faster. But in the end, they got bought out by Sky. And we didn't like Sky, did we?
No.
No. So we decided we'd go with Virgin. Oh, wow. It was as fast as they said. And they, when it's down, and the TV's down way more than the internet, touch wood. They do actually put up reports to tell you what's happening and when you can expect it fixed, which B never did. Wow, Home Update selling the current house. Whoa, that was quick. Oh, that's fantastic. And signing here at the current house. Ooh, should have signed in my pyjamas. Why not?
Anyway, seeing as we're being a little bit on the crude side.
No, we're not being crude. No, no, it's not us. It's everybody else.
And seeing as we've been talking Zoom, it might be the night. You lost something.
No, carry on. No,
it might be the night to go and have a look at that screenshot that I've just posted.
Which one?
The one with the rather dodgy URL for the Skype, for the Zoom link.
Crying out loud, Mike, what have you got now?
You've forgotten.
Oh, God, that was brilliant. That was brilliant. This happened the other week, didn't it? About 10 days ago?
Yeah, go and have a look at the Zoom link that I've just posted. I've forgotten what it was for.
It was a webinar. Was it work, wasn't it? Was Return to work.
Oh, it was. Yeah,
because that's
it
what
was.
We said. Did somebody do it deliberately? Yeah. Look at the joining instructions and zoom in and look at the link.
We had a return to the office meeting.
I'm sorry, but somebody's got to have done that deliberately.
On Zoom last week at work. Not that we are returning to the office right now, but...
Anybody notice it?
Anthony has.
Oh, it's genius, isn't it? I think somebody's done
that. It is. It's like somebody's made it up.
Yeah, somebody must have made that up. Because I would have thought it was like our chat thing, that it had words to avoid. So I think somebody must have done that deliberately. But Mike said, just check this URL out. And I looked at it and I'm like, yeah. Oh. So Mike's had a bit of a time of it with work, haven't you? Oh, and
yeah, because that's part of the password, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's the password.
Yeah, but the password's encrypted.
It still shouldn't be that. Should we tell them what Lola's been up to?
What's
Lola little
been
madam.
Up to?
Well, she's got her appetite back. Absolutely. She is shedding fur like there's no tomorrow. Literally, it's coming out now in like sheets, isn't it? Where it's like flat from the top. You can see where it's come away from her. So she looks so skinny. So she's standing there with her big brown eyes with, I'm starving to death, mummy. So, all right, we can have one of these. You can have one of those. So I opened up the packet of a Schmacko, which is really small. So I gave her the Schmacko. She was okay with that. And then I found half a tripe stick. And I thought, why is the half a tripe stick in here? But I couldn't find the other half. So I gave her the half a tripe stick. She stands there in front of me and she eats it. I swear she does. And then she's like, hop, hop. So I said, it's okay. Here's the dentist stick. And it was a red dentist stick tonight, which she likes. So off she went with it. She then came back in. And she's gnawing at the floor. And I'm at it. Leave the fur alone. But when I looked, I said, cheeky minx. And what she'd done was she'd eaten half of the rodeo stick and like chewed the tripe stick a bit and then left them all in a heap on the floor. And she'd come back in to finish those off after she got her dentist stick. But she couldn't pick them up, could she? So you had to do it. She is a minx. She is. Somebody obviously worked out what they needed to put in the encrypted password to read that. Totally agree. That did not happen by accident. I don't believe it. I wonder if anybody noticed, though.
I did.
Do you remember the old cartoon? Oh, what was the cartoon? I can't remember what it was called. It was after I was a kid. There we go. That's the one. It was a programme. I need to get one without that. That'll do. Right, so I'll drag that down and we'll get that up on Cloud App. Or we would if Cloud App was working, which it's not. So I'll put it somewhere else, crying out loud. And then I need to get the other one. I'm sure we've mentioned it. This was genuine, right? This was genuine in terms of there was this program. Let's try Droppler. See if I can get it up to Droppler. It's not in a good mood at the moment. Yeah, you can do that, but not now. So let me get this up to Droppler. Right, I think it's done it. Okay. This was a genuine thing. This was a pot head, a clay head, on the programme called Art Attack, which was for kids. And it was on in the 90s, so it was a long time ago. And that is genuine. That's not a mock-up of one. That was the genuine head. And then many, many, many years later, this story broke. And once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. It had a secret message on it. And once you see it, it's like, how did I miss that? But I did. I only saw the thing a couple of times. But once you've seen it, it's as clear as a bell, isn't it? And I don't think that could be an accident either. Definitely not. I wonder if they ever admitted. Because it came out around the same time. All your heroes from the 70s and 80s were being locked up for child abuse. So I don't know if they ever admitted that. In 2011, he admitted he's always been his... No, I don't think so. I don't think they ever admitted that. Isn't that shocking? Somebody must have done that deliberately. They must have done. So what else did today bring for you, Mike? Apart from being locked up from now till forever.
I think that was it.
Is that the highlight of your day?
No,
I know what happened. I know what happened at 2 o'clock.
I was training.
Maybe it was 1 o'clock.
I was training at 1 o'clock.
Oh, I can't remember then. Well, whatever time it was near the hour. And I came in and I pushed your door open a bit to see if you were training. And there he was working away. And I said, So, have you heard the news about United and the Breakaway League? He nearly dropped his kit on the floor trying to get to the news site to see it.
That could be years away.
Yes, but you still haven't heard about it. No. It was brand new news. It was literally just breaking. Because I had my sleeping headphones in. So I was listening to the news while I was lying there working.
Oh.
That's how I knew about it. And I thought, I bet Mike doesn't know. But I didn't want to send a text in case you were actually training. You know, you never know what you might get caught doing on a Zoom call. I'm sorry, but Kim's just won the week. You do realise this, don't you? Possibly the month. I do hope that story breaks in the UK. But nothing yet. Nothing yet. All we've got is Burnham and Boris. Oh, the other thing Boris did.
See you, Paul.
Good night, Paul. The other thing that Boris did. He's in this press conference. Now, this is a proper press conference at Downing Street. And he's with two people. One was called Stephen something, who's the professor of somewhere or other. And the other guy is Professor Jonathan Van Tam. And he's like the stats man. But he is a professor. And in the middle of Boris's blundering, he says, "Thanks for that, JVT." I thought, did I just hear that right? Did he literally just call that professor JVT? Yes, he did, and he did it twice. And I'm like, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I mean, my mum, when she went to the bank, if they didn't call her Mrs. Giles, there was trouble. Never mind, hello, Eileen. Oh, no, if it wasn't Mrs. Giles, there was trouble. And I thought, it's a bit familiar. Also, you know, what you would call somebody in a private meeting is not the same as you would call them in a public meeting at Downing Street where you're broadcasting to the entire country. Anyway, he did it three times. And I thought, I need to know if it's just me or Twitter. Just me or everybody. So I went on Twitter and I thought, if it's going to kick off, it's going to kick off on Twitter. So I did a search on Twitter for JVT. Oh, 3,000 tweets. Pretty much, I would say, 98% of them were agreeing with me that that's inappropriate. So some of these tweets were saying, I am waiting for the moment that he turns around and says, OK, Bojo, which is what we colloquially call Boris, as in Boris Johnson, Bojo. He didn't. He had more class than that. But what got worse was the other guy, this Stephen, he started calling him JVT as well, which I don't know about you guys, but in an official Downing Street press conference, inappropriate much. If you get a chance to see it, have a look. I'm going to have a look on the US thing here. Let's see if we can get news from the US. The only thing we've got in the US at the moment is the US election, but I guess it's to do with that. And what we're being told is Melania's pulled out of a rally because her COVID cough has lingered. And she's like a drink of water, isn't she? There's nothing to her, poor girl. Right, let's have a look. Is it mentioned? Is it mentioned? Climate change. No. No. We've got lots of little kids with the stars and stripes on their face painted on. Long queues to vote. Voting in a pandemic. No, nothing about that story at all. Oh, I feel totally ripped off now. Totally ripped off. No. How's each one doing in the polls? Oh, hang on. I've got it. Found it. Let's see how the BBC cover this. A top US legal analyst has been suspended by the New Yorker magazine after he exposed himself on a Zoom call. All right, which one have they gone with? No, it's pretty much the same, I think, as the one Kim sent. So this is what we're being told. There you go. I agree, Kim. I think that is a bit rude. He's never been referred to as anything other than Professor Jonathan Van Tam up to now. So, but I know Boris, he's not stupid. He's a highly intelligent guy, unbelievably. That's what we're all talking about. We're not talking about Manchester, are we? So he's given us something else to occupy ourselves. So it's pretty much the same as the one you sent, isn't it? But, oh, it was buried. Wow, that was buried about 30, 40 stories deep. And it's actually not in the US section. It's in US and Canada, but underneath world, not the US section. So we usually have a US section at the top level. So they've tried to bury it. But, oh no, that can't be buried, can it? No. How am I going to get that into the title of the show? If you've got any suggestions, let me know. Do you know, I've got a feeling we should, at the moment, be further into the new software season than we seem to be. I know that Adobe Max is today, so we've got new versions of all the Adobe stuff, but who subscribed to that? Give me a yes I am or a no I'm not in the chat, because I don't think many people are. I know Graham's got the photographer plan that gives you Photoshop and Lightroom.
I think he has,
that's
yeah.
It. But, you know, the whole thing, probably not. You can't bury the sausage. Right. That could well appear in the title. I love that bit, Kim. A personal problem. I mean, what is wrong with the guy? That's not a personal problem. That's the wife's not pleased. I mean, that will go on for years. That will never be forgotten. This is one of those moments, isn't it? Gosh, this is why people don't like Zoom and stuff. I mean, I'd say behave on Zoom as if you were in the room with somebody. Would you do that in the room with somebody? And now I'm beginning to think, are there people who would do that? I've got a Zoom meeting on Thursday. And I would say last time, do you remember we said crotch cam?
Yeah.
This was because somebody had the laptop like on a lowish table. And then stood up. So the thing was tilted upwards. Don't go there. I'm like, no, no, don't go there. I just turn the camera off. They're not subjected to anything. Oh, Anthony's got the full thing. Uses Photoshop, InDesign, Premiere and Audition. I used to use Audition for the shows. Had some nice features in it, but it can't touch Hindenburg for editing audio, spoken word. If I want a drum beat behind it, then yes, I'd be back in Audition. Audition is very, very good. I did have to use all three screens, though, with mixers and buses and stuff all over the place. Hindenburg looks... I remember looking at the pictures of it, you know, the screenshots, and thinking, yeah, it just looks average. And then I got into it, and it's like, whoa, this is basic. And it's not. It's just they hide stuff very well. But I do like Audition. Premiere I only used in anger once, I think. And my rationale with that was I didn't have Final Cut installed and I didn't have the time to install it to do this job. but I did have Premiere installed. So I went in and just automatically, because of the look of it, used the same shortcuts as Photoshop. And it worked great. Now, InDesign and I have a love-hate relationship. Everything I want to do seems to be so hidden. And yet I'm sure it wasn't with the first couple of versions. And Dreamweaver we used extensively, didn't we? But looking back, that's probably about 18 years ago.
I think it is.
We built an entire system for our training group. And if we look back now, we basically built WordPress. We had individual bits of it, didn't we, for document downloads and stuff. Looking back now, I mean, it was a heck of a job, and I think it took us 3 months. It was good to have done it, but you felt a lot of the time you were fighting Dreamweaver and the way it wanted to work. The library system was good, but without server-side support, you had to upload everything every time you uploaded it, which back then was a nightmare, wouldn't be an issue now. So I actually switched to BB Edit first and just edited the code by hand in a text editor, and then Sublime via, what was the other one? TextMate. Did that ever come out of beta? Been in beta for the last 12 years, that. They were at the Gold Master stage, I think. Let's have a look if TextMate ever got released. Would it be version 2? Oh, now what's the matter with it? Crying out loud. I've got weirdness happening there. Okay, never mind that. Let's do TextMate. Oh dear, something's wrong with the keyboard.
Oh.
Clearly, it's going to need... Do you know what? I really am through with all these apps. I seem to have a problem on this machine with the keyboard shortcuts just changing randomly. No particular reason, they just randomly change, which makes typing a nightmare. Right, TextMate, text editor for Mac. Did it ever appear in a purchasable version 2? It says download. So let's have a look. News. Well, when I say news, there's not been anything added since 2014. So the news isn't exactly news, as it were. Oh, can you actually buy it? And is it the final version? Are they kidding me? Yes, it's available to purchase. I do believe that is the final version. So I think it finally did get released. €58.50. Yeah, that's not happening with a site that looks as old as that. Gosh, that's expensive. And I thought Sublime was expensive. How much is Sublime? Who uses what text editor? Let me know. Sublime Text. I remember thinking Sublime was expensive, but it's cross-platform. And your license allows you to run it on however many machines you've got and across platform, which I think is pretty good. I think I've paid for it twice. $80. Now, I didn't pay $80. Where's Simon? I got the first one. I think it was $26. And then I paid, I think, about $25 for an upgrade. But it's not saying. Let's try the FAQs. Upgrade policy. Da-da-da-da. That's interesting. I did not know that. Personal licenses come with 3 years of updates. It didn't in my day. You'll be able to continue to use the last version of Sublime. Sublime Merge? What is this? Are we in the right place for this? Have they renamed it the product? It looks like 3 years of updates, which I did not know. I did not know that. Surely not. They did not mail me and tell me that. I'm going to have to investigate that. Wow. It looks like it's a totally new thing. Sublime Merge 2. But that's surely to do with, packet control. Git, etc. and all of that. That's not the one I'm working on. No? So where's the other one that I do? That does just keep updating. That's not there at all. Let's try products. Isn't it fascinating? Yeah, it's two totally different products. So I'm looking for the first one. Yes, it's a Git client, but mine isn't the Git client. It's the text editor. So why, when I click buy, does it take me to the wrong place? Oh, I found myself a rabbit hole to play with. Leave me be with it. Could you imagine if he was your father? I would be mortified. I would be mortified. Plus the fact, like I said, no one will ever forget. And although it's nothing to do with the family, it does reflect badly on them, doesn't it? And they'll be, I only hope his kids, and me, probably got grandkids as well. Oh, because even if the grandkids are toddlers, the parents of the friends of the grandchildren will know all about it, and it will filter down. It will filter down. Do you know, that would be a situation where it'd be much better if you didn't have kids. The poor kids. And the wife. I mean, what can you do but smile through it? Or cut them off. One or the other. I know which I might just be tempted to go for. Oh, that's bad news. That really is. I feel so sorry for the entire family. I would say, could you imagine if it was Mike?
Me?
Look at his little face. He's totally lost. Totally lost. Do you know, it just wouldn't be you, would it? Because you never take your hands off your keyboard or your mouse.
I do.
Steady on.
When I'm training.
Yeah, but that's only to gesticulate.
I stand there and gesticulate.
Yes, you do actually walk around when you're training, but you do manage to keep your pants on, which is good news.
Well, if I don't, to keep a camera off.
Thing is, in the studio, there's more than one camera. One's off permanently, but the other isn't.
Oh.
There's a little cloth next to it to cover the camera. Oh, if you were my husband, he'd need to be in counselling today. I really don't know what you... On the one hand, like, if you were to say, like, you know, that's it, we're through, that would be like you were being mean. But on the other, yeah, that is bad news, isn't it? That... Like you're saying, why would you even be contemplating that in the middle of whatever the debate was? It shows you how dangerous Zoom is. Can you imagine putting together that the guide to Zoom? You wouldn't think you'd have to say, oh, and keep your pants on. But clearly you do. Or your camera off. One or the other. You have a little plastic disc that goes over the camera when you're using it. Well, my iMac camera has a black sticker on it. It's not a paper sticker because they go manky and don't come off. It's like this rubberized sticker. And when you put it on, you can't see it. So you're literally covering the camera up and you can't see it at all. And my camera is on a stand because I only use it for like unboxings and stuff. There's the name of the show. Keep your pants on. Keep your pants on and your camera off. I'm very careful with whether something is on or off, including like microphones, which I can visually see. I mean, all our microphones actually got on off switches, but it's a waste of time because to get to the on off switch, you'd have to move them, and you don't have to move them because that would be picked up. So, but we are very careful, and I don't rely on like software switches usually either. So I think the best way with the camera is to actually cover it up. And you can get those little like window things, can't you, where it slides. And I didn't realize they were available for phones as well. So they're like a little window thing. I'm sure somebody, probably Simon, probably bought some. Let's try a camera cover. But the thing with them is you have to get them that are really, really thin. They're called privacy covers, webcam covers. But I had no idea they went on phones as well. But thin enough, they do. You just have to be careful that you do get the really thin ones. So something like this one, not that I'm saying that this is a particularly thin one. And you can also get them in other colours as well, which I didn't know. I'd only ever seen them in black, which made sense because the surround is usually black. But something like those kind of things. And I thought about one and then I thought, well, you don't know if that would come off, and if it did, how easily. And getting it on would be tricky, so I just left it be in the end. So I've never bought any. But they are quite tiny and very thin. And they do have to be ultra thin for laptops. But I'd certainly never seen anybody put one on a phone. But people do. I had no idea. So one of the pictures there shows the white thing, a white phone with that next to it. I guess they've got to show you a photograph because otherwise you might put it around the wrong one. But I don't know about the logic of having the black one on the white phone, but they do make white ones if you want one. Little slidey thing. So are they good? Have you ever needed to take it off? And how easy was it to get it on? Because when you're putting black on black, it's like it must be quite difficult to actually line that up unless you've got sort of camera lights pointing at it. I'd contemplate it, but I worked on the principle. I'll never use the camera. So just put a sticker on it and be done. I think I bought a packet of about, 50 stickers or something like that. There's some here that are bright red and some that are transparent. They've got pink ones. So you can pretty much get all the colours in all the sizes if you want. And they're pennies each. Why didn't he buy one of those? No, people are never, ever going to let that go now. There's even some use cases if you scroll down to the bottom of that page. But there isn't one that mentions the newscaster. Do you know, I feel so, so, so sorry for all his family. There's just no words, is there? No words. But I love, like you say, he needs some time off. Personal time. You don't say. Oh, dear. Let's have a look at that link. That was genius, working at home with dogs. Look. I've got to tell you a funny story about that. One's having a go with a pillow and the other one's licking himself. I'm watching this video. So you know I like my true crime stuff. So I just like say to YouTube and I just play me some new true crime. And there's one of these girls. She lives in Scotland. She's got a lovely Scottish accent. She looks very young. And I noticed she normally does the stuff in her bedroom. Sat on the bed with like the headboard behind her and some lights over it. And I noticed the camera wasn't focusing too well. It was focusing on the wall behind. And on the wall behind, you could see a picture of a dog. Well, I thought that looks like it's her dog. Anyway, she moved downstairs to do this video. So she's now in front of a fireplace and it looked great. It's still not in focus. It's focusing on the fireplace. You need a special vlogging camera that focuses on the eyes is what you need, but they're not cheap. So the other night she's got this video on and it was a really interesting video about a case I'd never heard about. It was to do with a guy in France who was a family annihilator and I'd never heard of the story. So I'm fascinated by this story. And as I'm listening, I thought, she's got some music on this. It wasn't very loud. It was literally background music. But I'm stopping the video because I'm thinking, what's that noise? And I'm thinking it can't be the video because she's got music on it. So there's her talking and there's the music. So I press pause and I'm listening. And I thought, no, the noise isn't in here. The noise is on the video. So I turns it back on and I starts listening. And this noise was predictable. So the noise was there and then it went totally quiet. And then the noise came back again. I'm thinking, what is that? So I twigged in the end what I thought it was. As the video carried on, this noise got louder. At which point I thought, I know exactly what it is. And it was almost what I thought it was. I thought somebody was behind the camera and it was their breathing you could hear. It wasn't her breathing. It must have been somebody closer to the camera than that. Only as it went on, it got louder. And it wasn't just breathing, it was snoring. It was the dog. So once I'd twigged, I thought, that's got to be the dog. You know, because I could see from her lips moving, it was not her. So I thought, I'll check the comments, because I thought, surely I'm not the only one to notice. And there was this thread within the comments about, I think her dog's called Maya. M-A-I-A. Is that Maya? Maya?
Maya, I think.
Maya, I think. And people were saying, oh, isn't it sweet? Can you hear Maya snoring? So I thought, it's not just me, thank God. And other people said, I wondered what that was. It wasn't that loud, it was distracting, but I think if you were listening in a normal environment, but obviously at night, it's really quiet. And given the how low the music was, I'm like, there's definitely somebody snoring. Which is bad news, isn't it? In the middle of a YouTube video. Classic. Oh, Simon's found one. Is this Schaffernacker? And United will need to be at their best. All right, let's have a look. Loving that one. Right, let's get this next link. And let's put that in. Blame cider. I will have a look at that. He certainly looks happy, doesn't he? Mind you, that's probably a lonely job, that, shall we say. When was that? When was that? April this year. Well, in April this year, we're probably all on the cider, weren't we? That's why Kim's Zoom background has a seahawk. Oh, over here, we got some highlights the other day. Now, I was determined to remember these, and I've totally forgotten them. I know it was the Dallas Cowboys versus the... Oh, somebody Cardinals. Oh, no. Did he begin with an A? Was it Arizona? Oh, I can't remember, but it was the Cardinals. I was so determined to remember. Good night, Anthony. The 49ers. Oh, was it them? I remember the Cardinal bit. That's the only bit I remember. Don't ask me what the score was. Not a clue. Not a clue. But I determined, seeing as though it said Arizona Cardinals. Yes, I was right. I was determined to tell you we did have a little bit of it, but it was only one match. So when the Seahawks are on, I will put it on and attempt to follow along. Can't say fairer than that. Right, we're going to head off. I'm going to find something to eat for Mike while he sits there and enjoys the game. Well, he'll watch the game, whether he enjoys it or not. Will be news for tomorrow. News for tomorrow. But Kim, not only did you win today, you have already won the week and potentially the month. I feel so sorry for them. Not him, notice that. He got into his own trouble, but anybody else involved with that, including HR, can you imagine? Is there a policy for that? There is now. We will see you tomorrow. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
We'll see you next time, guys. Stay safe.